Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In People, Power, and Profits, Progressive Capitalism for an Age of Discontent, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz tackles the monumental question of how the economy can once again become a force for good in the lives of the many, rather than a source of inequality and disillusionment. Published against the backdrop of increasing global unrest and inequality, Stiglitz's work is a timely call to reform capitalism into a system that values people over profits. He critiques the current state of economic affairs, where markets are often rigged, power is increasingly concentrated, and the gains of economic growth are not equitably shared. Stiglitz proposes a series of bold reforms aimed at creating a more just and sustainable economic system, one where prosperity is widely shared and where the economy works for all. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the failings of modern capitalism. Stiglitz begins by diagnosing the critical failings of modern capitalism. He points out that the economic system as currently structured often leads to vast inequalities, environmental degradation, and a sense of disenfranchisement among large swathes of the population. The root of the problem, according to Stiglitz, lies in the misallocation of resources, market distortions created by unchecked power, and the failure to invest in public goods. He argues that these structural issues not only undermine economic efficiency, but also erode social cohesion and democracy. Secondly, the role of government. A central theme of Stiglitz's argument is the critical role of government in correcting market failures and ensuring a fair distribution of resources. He asserts that a well-functioning economy requires active government intervention to provide public goods, regulate markets, and protect the rights of workers. Stiglitz emphasizes the importance of regulations to curb the excesses of capitalism and prevent monopolies and oligopolies that stifle competition and innovation. According to him, the government must also invest in education, technology, and infrastructure to foster a vibrant, inclusive economy. Thirdly, re-envisioning capitalism. Stiglitz passionately argues for what he terms progressive capitalism, a re-envisioning of capitalism that prioritizes societal well-being and sustainability over short-term profits. Progressive capitalism involves reshaping the market forces to serve the broader interests of society, ensuring that economic growth is both inclusive and sustainable. Stiglitz provides a blueprint for how policies and reforms can realign the interests of the economy with those of society, highlighting the need for a fair tax system, increased public investment, and stronger social safety nets. Fourthly, inequality and its discontents. Stiglitz devotes considerable attention to the issue of inequality, viewing it as both a moral and economic challenge. He demonstrates how inequality stifles economic growth, breeds political and social discontent, and undermines the principles of fairness and justice. Stiglitz argues that reducing inequality requires comprehensive policy measures, including progressive taxation, education for all, and universal health care. He stresses the importance of creating opportunities for all, not just the privileged few, and building an economy that is resilient to shocks. Lastly, globalization and its challenges. Finally, Stiglitz addresses the complex issue of globalization and its impact on national economies and workers. While recognizing the potential benefits of globalization, he points out the failures in how it has been managed, leading to significant disparities and economic dislocations. Stiglitz calls for a more thoughtful approach to globalization, one that includes safeguards for workers and the environment and mechanisms to share the gains more equitably. He advocates for international cooperation to address global challenges, such as climate change and tax evasion by multinational corporations. In conclusion, People, Power, and Profits: Progressive Capitalism for an Age of Discontent is essential reading for anyone interested in understanding the current economic malaise and the potential for reforming capitalism into a more inclusive, sustainable system. Joseph E. Stiglitz offers a clear, compelling vision of how the economy can serve everyone, not just the elite few. This book is particularly relevant for policymakers, economists, activists, and concerned citizens. The reform Stiglitz proposes would not only mitigate widespread disenfranchisement and inequality, but also pave the way for a more prosperous and equitable future. By embracing the principles of progressive capitalism, We can build an economy that respects people, power, and profits in equal measure, ensuring that the wealth generated benefits society as a whole. If you would like to support Joseph E. Stiglitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.